The anointing of God is on this radio broadcast, and I give God the glory for you and your wife and ministry, how God has used you tremendously in the Antelope Valley and throughout Southern California, and yes, throughout the world, to bring a gospel message in song and the Word of God. Well, you know, every Sunday morning I have an hour of power at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., and I have a teleconference call called Prayer Because We Care and Church on the Line. And it's based upon Acts chapter 6, verse 4, which says, "We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word of the Living God." I want to invite you to join with us on that prayer line every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., and you can call in to 605-562-3140. That's 605 area, 562-3140, and you can give the access code, which is 257-709. The access code is 257-709. We also have a playback number for those who might miss the prayer and you'd like to go back and hear it later. Anytime within a 24-hour period, you can go to our playback number, which is 605. That's 605-562-3149. Again, 605-562-3149. I want to share with you the things that the Lord has really put in my heart today is to speak to you about a term in the Hebrew language called teshuva. It's spelled T-E-S-H-U-V-A-H, teshuva. It is the season to prepare spiritually, financially, and emotionally. It is actually, beloved, the time and the season for answered prayer. I want you to know there are seven major festivals that God established for Israel to celebrate each year. Let me name them for you. Number one, Passover. Number two, unleavened bread. Number three, first fruits. Number four, Pentecost. Number five, trumpets. Number six, atonement. And number seven, tabernacles. These festivals, these set appointed times, were both a practical and prophetic blessing attached to them. We're talking about the spring feast and festivals, which fulfill the will of God, where Christ, in his first coming, came, and then the church was born and birthed at Pentecost, and then the prophetic fulfillment of the fall festivals came, which is complete in the rapture of the church, the tribulation that's coming, and the coming kingdom of God. The Bible says that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world, and then the end shall come. Well, I want you to know that between Pentecost and trumpets is a lesser known, less highly and yet highly recognized, devout period of time for 40 days called Teshuvah. It is a 40-day period of a season of restoration, a season to repent, and a season to hear from God. We've just entered into Teshuvah, beloved. We've just entered in as of August the 17th. Glory to God, through September 24th will be 40 days of Teshuvah. Let me tell you about Teshuvah. Teshuvah means to get it right with your neighbor, your friend, your loved one, your family member, anything that they've done to wrong you, to hurt you, to make you be not at peace with them. We must go to one another. We must ask forgiveness. We must ask God to help us through the tangible things that have happened, the fleshly things we've allowed in our lives, the sins of omission, the sins of commission. We've got to lay aside every weight and the sin which that so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, this time of Teshuvah is a time of answered prayer. It's a time when God is listening for the prayers of his people. Listen, the prayers of the righteous avail much. I want you to know that when you pray and pray in line with God's word, you can expect a manifestation. You can expect supernatural intervention. You can expect angelic visitations. You can expect God to move on your behalf, because the Bible says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'd hear from heaven, I'd forgive their sin and heal the land. We need to be healed today, individually, collectively. Our nation needs healing. The economy needs healing. Everyone all over the world needs a move of God today more than ever before. We're praying for financial breakthrough. We're praying for God to move and to have his way in the physical realm, in the emotional realm, in the spiritual realm. Yes, I'm believing God for this time of Teshuvah to be a time and a season of answered prayer. Number one, you've got to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he will exalt you in due time. And number two, you've got to pray for your most important intercessory prayer. Whatever it is you're asking God to do, that most vital, that most necessary prayer request that you have, take it to God in prayer and leave it there and watch God move on your behalf. And number three, you've got to sow a seed of your life. You've got to sow a seed of your time and your talent to God, that he might move by his spirit. Listen, Teshuvah is for the body of Christ. Maybe you've never heard the term, but the term means to repent. It means to return. It means to be restored. And my God, we need this time today more than ever before. Listen, as I close, I want to tell you that we're praying this Lord's Prayer, and I want to pray it once again, because we need to ask God to help us. We need God to be with us. I want you to meet me on that Friday night, September the 11th, at the Agape Community Church. The power of God is going to be poured out like rain. You're going to see the manifestation of God's power move throughout this revival. This is a move of God. The whole world, the very saints of God, the body of Christ, we are praying. God is calling his people together to pray from the north, the south, the east, the west. Yes, this broadcast, Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, is a broadcast anointed by the Spirit of God. Brother Melvin is anointed by the Spirit of God to bring the ministry of the Word of God through song, and then to present the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that's accompanied with a reward. Listen, I'm going to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let me close by saying to you, meet me on the prayer line. Prayer because we care, casting all of our cares upon him because he cares for you and I. We're not going to worry about anything. We're going to pray about everything, and we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word of God. That phone number for the prayer line is 605-562-3140. 605-562-3140, and the access code is 257-709. I want to thank God for Brother Melvin allowing me to share this word of God with you. Don't forget about this time of Teshuvah. It's a time, it's a season of answered prayer. We need to pray just to make it today. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. I remember my grandmother telling me, son, you've got to go down on Kneebone College. You've got to fall on your face and begin to pray. This is the time to pray more than ever before. Listen, beloved, let's pray for one another. The Bible says, when one suffer, we all suffer. When one is honored, we should all rejoice. What you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. I'm so glad to be on the broadcast. Be encouraged. Be enlightened. Be empowered by the Spirit of God. Don't let anything keep you from praying. Pray without ceasing. Pray and not faint. And finally, I'll close with this. 1 John 5:14. For this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us whatsoever we ask. We know we have the petitions we desire of him. In Mark 11:24, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.